And then let me just comment on one thing you mentioned about, well, you know, this is not breast surgery for sure. This is a thoracotomy. And that is true. But what's amazing, Neil, is that, and what most people, and I think, and I hope this does get broadcast from the highest mountain wherever, that what most people forget is, again, we have come a long way from the era of the Jurassic, not thoracic, Park surgeon and the rusty chainsaw, stem to stern thoracotomies and a 10% mortality. And oh my God, you know, I mean, we're talking about small little incisions. In California, basically, there's like no incision, there's no pain, there's no hospital stay, and there's no mortality. I mean, for Christ's sakes, look at the YALT data, adjuvant chemotherapy in patients who might have been cured for that 4.1% benefit. There was a 0.8%, i.e., almost 20% of that benefit. Mortality, not a bad hair day. These patients were dead. And they were dead because, you know what, it's not easy to give a platinum doublet after you had a right pneumonectomy. Okay, so what I'm saying is now surgery has evolved, believe it or not, in most centers. And if you're not near a center of excellence, well, most patients are within an hour of that. They should go there because the standard of care now for a thoracotomy, small incision, muscle sparing, you know, limited this, epidurals, good pain control, or a VATS resection, which isn't right for 3A, but nonetheless, it's 1%. It's unbelievable, right?